Hey guys, and welcome to a new episode of 5. My name is Franziska, and today I invited a very special guest, Svenja Lassen. Svenja is a managing director at Prime Crowd, and she also founded the Female Investors Network. Svenja is very driven to make the startup investor scene more diverse. I'm looking forward to an interesting conversation with Svenja. Let's start right in.
For us, entrepreneurship is not necessarily about starting or running a business. It's a state of mind, a principle of life, and an approach to dealing with problems. This is 5, your university podcast on female entrepreneurship by the Munich University of Applied Sciences and the Strascheck Center for Entrepreneurship. We strongly believe in diversity. It's just so much more fun and exciting. Diversity in food, in cultures, in places, ways of living, learning, creating and doing things. It's this desire to explore that we all have in us, to see new things, and yes, to be curious to look what's behind the next corner.
So, hello Svenja, and welcome to a new episode of 5. We are very glad that you're here today with us, and welcome.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here and looking forward to our podcast.
Yeah, it's going to be a conversation about mainly about startup finance, about Svenja is engaged in a lot of different roles. Like when you look up at her LinkedIn profile, I did that today in the morning. And so she's the managing director Germany of Prime Crowd. She's also the founder of the Finn Women Female Investment Network. She's a keynote speaker and is engaged in many, many different things. And maybe I give the word to you to introduce yourself a bit to our listeners and to tell us what you're doing in all these different roles.
Yeah, well, like you mentioned, many, many different roles because there are so many different and so many interesting projects. And I'm always curious to get to know something new. From my former profession, I'm a trained journalist. And I was mostly writing for magazines about 20 or 25 years, mainly about women and women entrepreneurs and new work. So I was a long time with Cosmopolitan and responsible there for the business and career sector, and started the Cosmo at Work there as well. And it was always my goal to make women more visible, and their success. And of course, this whole women engagement, encouragement, women enablement and supportment, this was very Cosmo. But 3 years ago, I guess something like that. I started with Prime Crowd, like you already mentioned. In between, I made I'm a trained business coach as well. So I was with many companies and corporates and universities. And 3 years ago, I thought about, what can I do more like to help young people, founders, innovations and ideas to make them a reality. And so when the opportunity from Prime Crowd came to me through my network, I'm very pleased because this is we are a startup in a investor network, originally from Austria. So all my colleagues are sitting in Vienna. And we are doing matchmaking, like when people and founders come to us and looking for funding, we combine them with the investors from our network. And this is really such an interesting job and interesting surroundings, as you get to know so many new ideas and innovations like every week and get to know so many great people with inspiring ideas. So this is what I really like a lot. But you already mentioned it, the Female Investors Network. What I found out when I started with Prime Crowd was that what I already knew, less female founders, just nearly 16% in Germany. But what I thought was even worse, there are just about 8% female investors. Yeah. So, and I thought, okay, this is a yeah, this is combined in some way. And so I thought about what could we do to increase the number of female investors, even to help female founders. And so I did a study, probably we'll talk about this, and started the Female Investors Network last year. So to increase the number of women in the whole startup ecosystem.
Yeah, first of all, congratulations to this very important step, I think. That also when we have the Investors Day at SCE, it's a very not diverse but homogeneous picture when you look into the crowd of investors. So I think there's a lot of room to make female investors maybe engage them, but also to make them more visible. And maybe tell us a bit. We've been talking about your research in our research colloquia that you have been conducting with Professor Alexandra Wuttig. And I think you found out some really great insights into the scene of female business angels in Germany. So maybe you can give us some insights into your research.
Yes, of course. Yeah, that was really a great help. And I knew Alexandra from different networks already before. Yeah, and we both thought, okay, why is it like that? Yeah, where are the women? Why are they not investing yet? What do they need? And so we started the study and research last year on female business angels in Germany. We reached about 3,500 women, age like between 25 and the beginning of the 60s something. Often already in leadership positions, like women who already invested, but as well like potential investors. And we asked them, so yeah, why are you interested in this topic? Yeah, what do you need? What do you wish for? And it was really interesting because there were many women who already have thought about the idea of investing in a startup, but they didn't really know how to do. Yeah. And most of them didn't know that you can already start by 10,000 euros, because most of them thought, okay, I would need 100,000 and so I'm not able yet. And they didn't know about like how is it going on and how and where to meet the founders and startups that could fit. So this was the first thing that I thought, okay, we should make a place where these two groups can meet. And what was the most important result for me was that 68% of the women said, we want to do an impact. Yeah, we want to make an impact and want to do good with our money. We want to if we invest in something, we want to make society better. Yeah, and have so are really interested in impact investment. And 62% said, we want especially support female founders and give our knowledge. Yeah. And so this was for me the reason. So I thought, hey, we should start something like this, a place or a community or network where we can get an exchange. Yeah. Make a knowledge transfer between female investors and women who want to learn about. So it's more about financial literacy. And so I opened up the Female Investors Network. And this is open for every woman who is interested in financial stuff, in startups, in impact, in investing. They don't need to have an investment already. Yeah. But they can really like learn and make the first steps. And for me, it's important that everyone is welcome there and every question is allowed there. Yeah, because I really want to make an open variety or open room there for everyone, so that we just get more and that more and more women know about the opportunity to invest in startups and help and support founders.
Yeah, cool. And what I was just thinking, like, let's say I'm someone who has like the what you mentioned, the 10,000 euro, and how would that all look like from a very practical point of view? Like, where would I go, and then what would happen? Like, would I pick a startup, or how is the whole process? How can I imagine that in like a very, you know, hands-on?
Okay. This is what we do with PrimeCrowd in our main business. Yeah, it's, you just register as an investor, yeah, for free on our website and just leave us your contact so that we're allowed to send you offers. And then as soon as you are registered there, we'll send you our deal flow. So especially for now, it's two female founders that we have with Hellstern Medical. Yeah, it's a really cool medical product they invented. And then you would get like just an email from us and one pager. Hey, look up a new startup. This is what they are doing. We are curious about it, or we think this is a great deal because. And then you will get some information. Have a look at the pitch deck. And then you can register for a meetup. So because we say it's always people's business and you always have to get to know the founders, yeah, and the investors, because it's about, yeah, trust and getting a feeling for the person. And so you can register for a meetup and then get in contact directly with the founders, ask them their questions, or see what the other investors from our network ask questions and get in exchange. And we will, we offer you the whole service in between. We are doing the due diligence about the startup. We are having a look at the market. We are organizing this meetup, setting up the contracts so that you can go on the whole journey even with no experience before. So this is really, really easy in a first way. And this is what our goal is with PrimeCrowd. We want to democratize startup investments. Yeah, it's so that we really can say, yeah, it's even for beginners, like with 10,000 euros to and up to, well, whatever you want to spend or are able to spend. And bring in your knowledge there. So this is the main and really practical look. And of course, I'm really happy that we're supporting now female founders again there, because this is one thing that has changed a lot since I started the Female Investors Network last year, that so many more female founders are applying to us, yeah, because they are looking for money and they are looking for female investors. And they know that they, reach them with us. And this is something I'm really, really happy about. And as well as that our female investors spent and invested more money since we have this network than all the 5 years before. So you really see the impact we already made. My goal is that every woman is like, when you think of what should you do with your money, it should be not just ETFs, or is there a house I can buy or something, or go to the stock market? No, it's as well about startup investments.
Yeah, I think that's mainly the real beauty also about the startups that, if you have like a really good idea and like a good team, and then you can put into practice something and also be able to change a whole industry, or you can really make an impact, what you were saying, or bring something to society that you believe in. Yeah, and I think this is quite what you mentioned also before in your research, what you saw in the female investors, that they often are motivated for the societal or ecological impact. Yeah. And I mean, that's also something that the Female Founders Monitor mentions from the founder side, that women seem to have a higher portion, at least in their motivation to, beside, of course, having like an economic and financial sustainability, but also to bring a positive impact to our society and to kind of think it in a more holistic mm-hmm. approach. And I think this is something that is very important for the investor scene. I would say that till now, at least from my very limited knowledge in that regard, it often seems that many investors are very driven by the numbers, by how much money and how fast can I make the most money. And that's how we rate the unicorns. That's how we, that's a bit kind of the tag also that the startup scene has, I would say. And I think that for me personally, it would be really beneficial for all of us if when we would select startups to invest in, that we consider different measures and not just like the economic growth.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm not a big fan of stereotypes, but what I can say from my experience, the main difference between men and women investing is that, like you said, men are focused on numbers and on the return on invest, which is higher at female founders, which studies show. And of course, women are interested in their return on invest, but what they measure higher is like the impact, this idea the startup has, and the people behind it. Yeah, it's for all important. What is it from the team? But they ask different. They want to get to know the founder or founders better, and want to know more about their vision and even like their background. They are probably sometimes asking about the family or their living circumstances, because they want to know, okay, how and where are you working on it? And this is something which is really really a difference. And so I think it would be just such a positive impact to have more women in the scene as well from the founder side, but as well from the investor side, having more money for impact investments. Yeah.
Yeah. What I was thinking is that, I mean, in research there's like, and also in education, we have all this discussion about these female only programs. And what you just mentioned is like, I mean, what you're doing is like that in the meetup that you set up, it was like a female only program. And I mean, in our Innovation Cafe, when we have the Female Founders mm-hmm. Edition, mm-hmm. we usually, I mean, there is like a lot of criticism sometimes towards these female only programs. However, what we see is that if we set it up like that, it attracts different people. It attracts mm-hmm. more mm-hmm. women that usually aren't as motivated to mm-hmm. come. So for us, this is like in the effect we see it as a positive. Mm-hmm. How would you evaluate that, what do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for mentioning this, because that my main goal, is diversity. Yeah, and I want to make the whole ecosystem more diverse. And this is, and my hope is that we, like in about, 10 or 15 years, we wouldn't need something like a female investors network, because then it's absolutely normal and common. But until by now, like 8% female investors, this is like really nothing. And I myself experienced it when I was probably the first time at the something like an investors kind of investors meet up here in Munich as well. When I went there the first time, it was about like 50 people and probably one or two other women, only men at the, age about 50 plus, white men, of course. And I'm not a shy person, but even I thought about, okay, raising up my hand and asking a question now is something, go for it. But I'm sure and I know that not every woman would do. And I want to make a place where, like I said, every question can be asked. Yeah, everyone is welcome. And no one has the idea or the feeling, I'm not experienced enough. I don't know enough yet. Yeah, I'm not the right person there or in this circle. And so I want to invite like everyone. Just by how long it's about a quota, if you have enough women or all it's not just about women, but if you have enough people from a smaller group around, then it's fine, and the goal is set. So it's just the start. But I always tell, like, one of our female investors, she's always saying, like, startup investments or making the first steps as a business angel is a little bit like learning a new language. Yeah, at first you need a little bit of new vocabulary, and then you need a space and room where you where you feel free and comfortable to talk. And this is what we want to do. And so, but hopefully we will increase the number, and we wouldn't need a very, very special event or community for women. But there's still some work to do, but we have big goals in this direction.
I would like to understand more, like, why do you have this mission? What's like, you're really driven by this topic, and like, how did that come? I mean, you already told us a little bit from that you were engaging in it professionally for a really long time. And then I think there's also some really great news that we also want to hear more about, the 25 to 25.
Yes, of course. Yeah, what drives me, it's hard to say. I think it's, I'm really, diversity in all sectors of life is something what I would really love to reach. Yeah, and so... I'm a networker by heart, I'm a feminist by heart, and it's just, we are 50%, like, I want to make, I want to be part, and I want other women to be part. So this is one point, probably. And on the other hand, it's really like when you see what kind of impact you can make when you help or support other women, yeah, when you make them visible, when you offer them the first... or help or offer the first steps on entry in society. It's really like, chance for an entry. And I'm always a big fan of working together and bringing good people and partners together. And I think we're stronger together, of course. And so I want to combine as many forces as we can do. And so I'm really proud because we are setting up a big event on the last day of June, 30th of June, together with Dr. Irene Kilubi from Brandpreneurs and with Startup Network. It's a unicorn event. Yeah, unicorn pitch battles. This is the biggest worldwide, the biggest online pitch. And Irene and I set up a special edition. It's the 25 to 25 female founders pitch. And so for the first time, we offer for the whole DACH region this big online pitch just for women. Just for female founders, on the one hand. On the other hand, just women and female investors in the jury. We have, of course, men there to help us as mentors, yeah, and as supporters and partners. And this is what we're doing right now. We're trying to get together as many partners and as many people like us who are driven by the idea that we can increase the number. And so this is what this 25 to 25 stands for. It's a big vision we have and a mission we started. We want to increase the number of women in the startup ecosystem up to 25% by the year 2025. So it's 25 to 25, and this would be such, I would be, more than glad or so proud if we could reach this together. And like in the next 4 years, increase the number like from 16% founders to 25, and even better, like 8% investors to 25. Yeah. This would be, such a great milestone. And so I'm really looking forward to our online event, to this big kickoff, like, of the mission. And I'm so glad because every day I see like so many posts from partners who always say, yeah, I'm part of the mission. Yeah, I support you. I not just wish you best luck. So this is what I do on it. This is what I work on it. So, and everyone who is interested in taking part, even as a guest, and have a look on the startups and the pitches, can register at this event, unicorn pitch 25 to 25. And we are happy. SC is a partner as well. Thanks a lot for your support as well. And I'm really sure that we will manage and reach a lot together in the next 4 years.
thank you, Svenja, so much for your drive and your passion and for kind of like also setting these like very tangible goals. I think that's very important mm-hmm. to have like these, not just to talk, but to actually get into action.
Yeah, thanks, and because that was really our idea, because like you mentioned the Female Founders report, yeah, or the which is annually given, yeah, and every year, so there's nothing changing. It's always about like this more or less 16%. And I really thought, well, we can't always say every year, oh, this is really sad. This is a sad number. No, what can we do? Yeah, what can we change? What can we make and do better? And so the Female Investors Network, one thing, but the 25 to 25 was the second. So that we thought, okay, we want to do better. We want to make a change, and everyone is welcome to support.
Yeah, I think that's super cool. And I think all these different actions that like you're doing and all these other people in the scene are currently doing, it really drives, I think, like it's really pushing. And I think together, then it's also possible to really make a change.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I truly believe in that.
Yeah, and to show all the options. Yeah, yeah. This is what I really see and like about the partners, because I don't like it if everyone is doing like, okay, this is my business and here I'm working. No, I want to show all the partners and the great stuff they are already doing. Like, no, have a look. We are doing this all together, and so we will, reach more together.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing all this beautiful information and for your time. And
yeah,
we
welcome.
Wish you the best of luck for the event.
Yes,
and hope that many people will register.
Thank you very, very much. And thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This was Five, your university podcast on female entrepreneurship. We hope that today's episode sparked your curiosity and leaves you feeling inspired and motivated to explore further. Follow us on Spotify, Deezer, iTunes, or Google Podcast to never miss upcoming insights on inspiring startup stories. Thanks for listening, and until next time.